in a league of its own.
On the Ball with Brantley Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport, Dublin Sport.
It's been a pretty good year for Cycling Ireland all round. Last Saturday night, I attended the Cycling Ireland Awards. Got so many interviews, couldn't play them all last week. So we're going to get through them today and again next week. But I also caught up with Martin Irvine during the week. Now, he's had an unbelievable year. He's got married on a personal level. He also had an accident a couple of weeks after winning the World Championships. He had an accident and broke his hip, spent a lot of time in rehab. But he's going to talk about that in the little interview we had with him now. So you can hear what Martin had to say to me during the week when I caught up.
It's been a fantastic year for you. Started back in February, really, with the World Championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year I will not forget for good and bad reasons. Obviously, World Champion, that sounds good. But then, 4 weeks later, I broke my hip in Taiwan. So that was kind of from the top to the bottom in a month.
Let's start with the World Championship. We'll talk about the leg break later on. But the World Championship, did you expect that going into that, or was it a possibility?
I trained with podium in my head, you know. I said to everybody, the pursuit podium was my goal. I sort of trained for in Mallorca leading up to it. That was my card for training, you know. And I got the podium, I got silver. So that, in my head, that was my weekend made. And then, within half an hour, I trumped it. So I never really, you kind of, I'd love it to train, I'd be good. But you never really think it'll happen.
Then Taiwan and the accident. How happened? Explain what happened to this, first of all.
Yeah, it was just, I had a kind of roller coaster a few weeks at home, world champion, getting dragged all over the place. So I went over to Taiwan in average form, it was a normal race, nothing exciting. It's a good race, but it was just a bit of rain one day and a bit of commotion in a bunch, and I just got caught out, overlapped the wheel and crashed. I don't really remember much after that, but I hit something, like a curb or something on the road. I think it was a bollard, I keep telling people, like a bollard I hit and just shattered, just cracked my hip straight across. So it was a racing incident. Normally I bounce and get up, but I was just unlucky that time, and it opened my eyes a bit.
So it's a couple of months off the feet. What did you do to keep yourself occupied during that period?
Not a lot. TV, plenty of TV time, kind of sick of morning television, to be honest. The first month was a nightmare. When your hip's broke, you just can't move. It's a nightmare. You can't even do anything. Sitting up sore, getting up, going to the toilet, using the basic things is horrible. So, luckily enough, I had Grace, my wife, she took time off work then to literally lift and lay me for 4 or 6 weeks. And then I started getting around on crutches. So it was a real tedious few months.
You got married as well this year.
Yeah.
Bit of a shock to the system, newlyweds to end up nursing you. You don't expect that at your age.
Well, that was it. We were engaged when I broke my leg, and we decided, I'm home. It sounds silly, but cycling, I'm never home when I'm fit. So we're kind of a few months, I know I'll be at home, and it was kind of this sounds like a good idea. And then within 3 weeks, we were married. So it was kind of funny, but it was good.
Very, very quick, I suppose, but then that's quite appropriate for yourself.
Yeah,
a speed merchant on the bike. The end of the season, after the hip injury, I suppose you could be forgiven for coming back and being a little bit sluggish, but it's been a pretty good end to the season for you as well, particularly last weekend in Manchester.
I couldn't believe I come back. Europeans 2 weeks ago, Manchester last weekend, getting medals in both of them. So it's kind of funny. It gives me a tickle thinking about it.
Do you think that would be possible, lying on the road in Taiwan?
I don't know. What do you say? Back whenever, 2 or 3 months ago, I thought that was my season done, People are I'll take a year to get back, 2 years to get back. So I think maybe just motivation got me back, mentally thinking I need to get fit and I need to do everything right. I did rehab right. I told some people before that I broke my leg. Fair enough, my bone was healing, but my body was resting, and maybe the rest was good for me.
How important is it for when you're in a situation like that, you're injured, you can't train, to keep the rest of the body taking over, or to keep the mind taking over?
Yeah, that's mentally the hardest thing of anything I found with cycling. Anyway, you've a lot of time to think to yourself. So thinking, planning, even you're planning next few months. Even Grace myself set out goals. I want to be walking again. I want to be cycling again. Goals. It's all mental for me. Because the first month or so, I was getting a bit miserable, hanging around. Telling yourself all sorts of bad things. But what can I say? Just yeah, it was hard enough.
2014, just around the corner. What does that bring for Martin Irvine?
It brings, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited, you know. I've come back to a decent level, so I know I'm physically able to do it. So next year, I just want to build on that. There's a Giro d'Italia and coming into the country, and my team have a small chance of getting into the race. So, you know, that could be an even better story. Something I'd love to do. I love road cycling, so that might change my whole year if that happened. But generally,
could we see on a road bike come May?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility now. I mean, high chance, higher than normal. Yeah, so I'm looking forward. I'm kind of training half with that in the back of my mind. So
when will we know about that? I know Nicholas Roach is in the next probably 2 weeks. He's going to find out whether he's going to be part of the team. When are you likely to know? When did the team find out?
That's what I don't know. I've asked a few people, and I'm not sure. There's wildcard teams all queuing up to get in, so it's in the hands of someone. We just have to wait and fingers crossed.
I also caught up with Dennis Toomey, the president of Cycling Ireland, the new president of Cycling Ireland, his first official engagement at the Cycling Ireland Awards last week. Here's what he had to say about his plans for the future.
Dennis, only a week in the job, you've launched the Hall of Fame, you've announced the Giro's coming to town. It must have been a pretty big week for yourself, personally.
Yes, it's really on a high at the moment. It's hard to believe. Like, it's last Saturday, we had such excitement, I suppose, and such a close call in the election, and to take it over the line and then to get it. Now it's really coming home to me, the job I have to do, but it's a great organisation. And to see the crowds here tonight, to see what's planned for next year, the Giro is going to be fantastic. The Hall of Fame is something that's kind of recognising 25 years of our organisation and the people even beyond that who have made the organisation what it is. I suppose I'm getting some of the credit for it, but there's an awful lot of people who have put a huge amount of work in over the years, and I wouldn't be that organisation without them.
It's a pretty stellar group you have assembled tonight. Stephen Roach, Sean Kelly, the stars of yesteryear, together with the likes of Nicholas Roach and Dan Martin. It's a pretty good time for Irish cycling at the moment. Tour wins in the grand stages this year in France and in Spain. What's the future for Irish cycling?
Well, the future is very bright. Like, if you were asked to plan a cycling event and hope you could get half those people to come, you'd say it's not going to happen, but to have them all here tonight, we must be doing something right. They're coming because they're the legends of the past, they're coming because they're the legends of today, and that's what the Irish young fellas want, to see their heroes, to see their legends, and hopefully they're going to be the future ones, and repeating the activities and the wins of Nico and Dan and that the younger people will be looking up to that, and we're bound to follow it.
The numbers in cycling around the country have been phenomenal over the last 3 or 4 years. I suppose the government bike to work scheme has played a huge part in making this sport a lot more accessible to the normal Joe on the street. What's the plan with that scheme? Is that likely to stay in place?
Yes, the government have announced they're going to keep it for another year at least, so that's a big help. And I think they see not only the health benefit that it's going to have for the nation to get people out on the air, but also the benefit it has to organisations who are fundraising for money. There's so many people now doing sportives, and from that they're getting a liking for the cycling. So we'll maybe chance an old race or two, and the racing side is benefited from as well. So all levels are being brought up by the rising tide, and I think it's also going to mean that we're going to have a lot more people. Martin Irvine's win again tonight in Manchester is going to spur on more young fellas to want to do that, and to have their heroes all here, and to have them hopefully competing in the Giro or the big teams coming next year. It has to be good for the nation as well as for Cycling Ireland.
You've hardly got your feet wet in the job yet, but if you could achieve two or three things in your term as president, what would you most like to be looking back at in a couple of years' time when you're...
Well, as I said in my speech tonight, the velodrome is one thing I have in my project. As paracycling manager, where we had a very active track team and we had to spend most of our time out of the country just training, it really brought home the need for it. But it also means that would bring a legacy for generations to come of young people where they can train off the road, develop their skills, and be the future Martin Irvines and world champions of the future.
That was Dennis Toomey speaking to me on Saturday night last week at the Irish Cycling Awards.
In a league of its own.
On the ball. First for Dublin Sport.